Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back to 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about having our good friend Ruth King back on the show. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. And Ruth is a member of our Brain Trust. She's the author of the brand spanking new book, The Courage to Be Profitable. And as you, if you've been listening to Ruth over the years, when she's joined us, this is what we talk about. We talk about how to help you get your financial house in order in your business, so that you understand what you're looking at when your financial statements don't look right. You know, you see it, you can tell. And you know, one of the things that happens, Ruth, is after you've managed your business with your operating statement, your balance sheet, and a cash flow projection, after you've done all that for, say, a year or two, you get to where even any action that happens, you start being able to see how that's affecting you're going to affect the outcome of your money. You start feeling it in your bones almost, can't you? It's almost tactile when as the business is progressing. Sales are slower if they're not slow. You get to the point where you can feel what's going on.
Yeah, you can do that even without looking at your financial statement. You know, reality is that none of us, except if you were a CPA or a bookkeeper, started our business to do our books. And most of us, you know, when you start, you rarely, if ever, pay attention to them. Mm-hmm. And until you start getting in trouble and start having problems paying your bills or with payroll or employees or whatever, that's the first time you really start looking at the financial side of business, unfortunately. You know, there's very few of us who started and really understood the financials. I mean, when I started, I didn't even know what cash versus accrual accounting was 30-plus years ago. I mean, I'm serious. I didn't. I mean, you had to learn it, and I learned it. And, you know, and it's gone.
Otherwise, you wouldn't be in business right now.
Exactly. But reality is, until we get in trouble, we usually don't start paying attention to the financials, and sometimes that's too late.
Well, here's something to think about. Folks, it's probably pretty easy for you to see how if you don't have enough sales, you're not making enough profit, that you're not going to last very long, whether you got financial statements or not. But how about this? How about the company that was actually growing like crazy? They got more business do with. They're seemingly unbelievably successful, and yet that same company goes out of business in a year or so from now. And you think, well, how could that happen? Well, it happened because they weren't paying attention to their financials. And they didn't run out of customers, they just crashed.
Right. That's exactly what happens, is they run out of cash.
Right out of business.
Yeah. If you've got a growing company and cash is coming in the door, it masks so many mistakes. You just the cash from the end of one project or one job starts the next one, and as long as you're growing, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
I had a situation with a client who started at zero and grew his business to $2 million, and then growth stopped, and when we did the analysis, he was losing a nickel for every dollar he bore.
Right.
I mean, and the nickel doesn't, I mean, think about it, a nickel doesn't seem like a whole lot, but $2 million, a nickel's...
That's right.
Well,
that's a lot of nickels. And the thing is that you don't realize, and see, you and I've seen this happen with mature companies. They weren't paying attention to their profitability, and they were basically dining out on their equity.
Mm-hmm.
And the time they eventually run out of equity, and the next time they go to the bank that's been with them for 50 years and they say, you know, we need to borrow some money because I got to make payroll, and we're going to turn this thing around soon, banker. And the banker says, John, I can't loan you any more money. You don't have any more equity. And then this bedrock company of the community is all of a sudden out of business.
That's right.
because they have not been doing what Ruth talks about in her book.
And, now, it's critical to do that. And growth, you know, my rule of thumb for growth is if you grow your business by $100,000, you need $10,000 in cash. It's mm-hmm. not receivables, it's not payables, it's not inventory, it's right. not people, it's cash. The rule of thumb is 10% of the amount mm-hmm. that you want to grow. So if you're growing from zero to $1 million, on top of everything else, you need $100,000 mm-hmm. in cash. Mm-hmm. You got it or not?
And the thing is this is one of the things that you'll see. You'll be able to see that picture that Ruth's talking about with a cash flow projection.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You'll be able to see this is when the money's going out. This is when the money's coming in. Oh, my goodness. In between, I'm $100,000 short.
That's exactly right. And it's like, oh, my gosh, what am I going to do? And right. and if you don't have a line of credit or you don't have the ability to get it, it's going to put you out of business.
One of the proudest moments of my life, of my career, Ruth, was when I got to the point where I could project my cash and I could send an email to my banker with my 12-month cash flow projection and show him when this year he was going to need some help, some cash, in any particular year. And the banker, he knew 8 months in advance that I knew 8 months in advance when I was going to need some cash. And guess what? That's a happy banker.
Yep.
And that's the opposite of being unsuccessful. That's the opposite of failure.
That's exactly right.
And folks, you'll learn about all this when you read Ruth's book, The Courage to be Profitable. When we come back, I want to get Ruth to talk some more to us about courage. Why do you need the courage to be profitable after these messages? Ruth, it's available at Amazon right now, right? And in ebook form too, right?
And Kindle, absolutely. And today's the day to do it. Because we have special promos, too.
Oh, special promos at Amazon. So check that out, folks. The could be profitable.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.